Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Riders on the storm, riders of the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet memory star, killer on the road. Yeah.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I wanted to play that clip because we are riders on a storm, and there is a killer on the road. And most people have no idea what's swirling around them, but there is a storm swirling around them. And my guest this morning knows all about the storm that's swirling. She's been a rider on the storm. Her name is Rosa Corey. And I am thrilled to have her on with me. She is a buddy of mine, and she has a website called Democrats Against UN Agenda21.com. And she also has a group that she has started called the PostSustainabilityInstitute.org. And Rosa has been a rider on the storm, and she has been fighting against the killers that are on the road. And those killers are killers of freedom and liberty. And they are killers of property rights, and they are killers of individuality. And what they bring to us is they bring collectivism, they bring communism, they bring horror, and they will destroy your life and your future and the freedom and liberty for your kids if they are not stopped. And so it is critical that people listen to every word of what my guest has to say, because she knows exactly what's going on. So I want to welcome you to the show, Rosa. How you doing today?
I'm great this morning, Maggie. How are you?
Good. And you know what I just did 1 second before the show started?
What?
I finished reading your book. I started to read it last night because I thought, you know, you sent me the book, and I get so discombobulated sometimes. I'm reading a little of this and I'm reading a little of that. And I said, I got to read this book because she's coming on with me and she's going to be upset. So hang on, Rosa. We're coming right back. Listen, everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion, and you're going to hear from my buddy, Rosa, when we come back in a minute, so don't go.
Yeah. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Rosa Corey. She is a forensic commercial real estate appraiser specializing in eminent domain valuation. Her 28-year career as an expert witness on land use and property value has culminated in exposing the impacts of sustainable development on private property rights and individual liberty. My guest, Rosa Corey, has a couple of websites. I'm going to mention them again. I want you to go to those, Democrats Against UN Agenda21.com and the Post Sustainability Institute. org. She has also written a book, which is excellent. I highly recommend it, and it is entitled Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, and you can get this, Rosa, right on your websites, right? Is it out in at Amazon yet?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, and you can also get it on my website. It's just go to the website, and it's right on there. It says Buy Behind the Green Mask, and you can just click on that and get it.
Okay, well, buy it directly from her, everybody, okay? Bypass Amazon. Get it right from her website, Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com. So I am glad you could be on with me today. And, Rosa, I really enjoyed reading the book, and it was very informative. And I want to start with talking about redevelopment and what that really means, because we hear all about that all the time, and nobody really understands what it is they're going to redevelop and why are they redeveloping your single-family home into a mixed-use dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, redevelopment is kind of the vampire that never dies. It's, you know, you can, they kind of give you the happy story about it and also tell you that it's just too complicated for your little mind to understand. So your city or your county is going to handle it for you. And what it really means is that your property tax dollars are going to be diverted for 30 to 45 years from that area. They declare an area blighted, and blight, you know, has various meanings to various locales. You can, in Beverly Hills, it's leaves on a tennis court, and but you might have. I mean, they'll call it anything because basically it's, you know, it's a racket. They are looking for areas that they can call blighted so that they can scrape all that fat property tax money off the top for the next 30 to 45 years and drop it into the pocket of bond brokers and developers and attorneys and, of course, all the people in your city who, you know, are sitting on city boards and commissions and, you know, in your city government who are going to benefit from this. And that's a lot of money. And then, of course, so maybe they're going to, you know, put colored concrete and, you know, street lights up in that area. They better do something. But for the most part, it's a huge area that nothing happens to except they lose all of their money for the next 30 to 45 years. So the way it works is your property tax dollars go into different pots. And generally, you want some of that money to go into your general fund and you want it to go into your county and your state. But with redevelopment, at a base year, from that base year for the next 30 years, all of the money that's taken in, you know, so like just think back 30 years ago, if it was 1980, from 1980 until today, you wouldn't get any of that property tax money into your general fund or into your county or your state. So your police and fire don't get money, your roads don't get money, your parks don't get money. And the reason that this is an Agenda 21 program, and of course everyone knows that Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century that was signed on to by our country and 178 other countries in 1992 by George H.W. Bush. And it says basically that the affluence of the middle class is a threat to the sustainability of the planet, and it has to be ended. And that means single-family residences, private vehicles, meat eating, appliances, things like that, you know, that we depend on as Americans, of course. So Agenda 21 and redevelopment go hand in hand because redevelopment dictates smart growth. And smart growth is the preferred development model for Agenda 21 because it brings people into the centers of cities, it restricts their movement, it limits the amount of private vehicles you can have. It puts people into high-density, tall buildings or small apartments where they have very little option for where they're going to live. They're going to be living right in the center of town, and that's because redevelopment money is taken from that area. So they want to bring people into those areas so that they can raise the amount of property tax that they're going to get there. So it's sort of a hand-in-hand scheme. This is the design for funding, local funding for Agenda 21 in our cities. And it also happens in rural areas, you know, places where you would never think that you would have high-density apartments or condominiums will be developed with that because they're declared blighted, and then redevelopment puts money into those hands of those developers who are then going to build smart growth.
Well, you know, one of the things that a lot of people, I think, don't really realize, and I've been talking about this, you and I talked, I don't know, was it the first time last year, maybe, Rosa, the first time you came on the show with me? I don't even remember. But my show for the last year, I've been bringing people on since I stumbled upon this whole plot called UN Agenda 21, and it's a plot in a horror movie. It really is. It's your worst nightmare. This is what I've been focusing my show on, is bringing people who are experts and have been fighting against this, and people to tell their stories of how they're being abused by code enforcement. I call them the code Nazis, who are trying to drive people off their land, how they're rezoning things, you know, and like the whole mixed-use housing. Talk about some of the dimensions of how many people will be living, say, on an acre of land, Rosa, that you come across in your travels. How dense will life be like for the people? How many people will be living on that square inch of dirt?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you have typically, I mean, it depends on each community. They may determine, you know, depending on the size of the community and the design of the community, that they want between, say, 40 to 80 units per acre. And that you can envision that, and I hate to even use the word vision because it's
overused
by these people, but you can think of that as maybe a city block that is constructed with one big building that is built right up to the edge of the sidewalk. The ground floor is 12 feet high and is designed for commercial. And then above that is 2 to 3 and sometimes 4 stories of residential. And then behind that, there's an alley. There's parking for one car per unit, and in some communities, there is no parking. And then, so you might have, you know, 160 to 400 people in that building, and that's just in the residential portion of the building. Then on the ground floor, you're going to have commercial, which a lot of times is vacant. Because these buildings are designed, you know, of course they have brand new commercial space that's expensive. You have to ask yourself, what was there before? And the reason you ask is because this is redevelopment, which means that the community has the power of eminent domain for at least 12 years. And that means that whatever was there before, the mom and pop shoe store, the small restaurants, the little shops, those buildings were acquired, purchased, under the right of eminent domain, the right to take by your government, supposed to be for public use, but instead it's taken to redesign and give to developers, and these people are just swept away off of their properties, and instead you have this so-called smart growth, which you know, is high density. You have a lot of people now down in the center of your town. And a lot of it is vacant because it's very expensive to rent this stuff. So your mom and pop store can't go back in there. It's just too expensive for them.
Well, I know in your book, one of the books that you came across was Chris Norby's Redevelopment, The Unknown Government. And I know somewhere I read that you had written in your book that somebody had said, well, people don't know, but redevelopment is really like the shadow government behind your, like town councils, and that these are really the people who are directing what's going on, and not the people you've elected, not the people you vote for in campaign and you can throw out. These are these unelected bureaucrats or special people. I can't think of the word I'm looking for, that are given the task, and they're the people who are going to have the seat at the table in the beginning anyway to be able to implement this and make all the money on it, and the special builders and developers who grease the palms, you know, the people who own the garbage haulers. Here where I am, there's a company that, well, they're on the transportation authority. They own the garbage hauler hauling business here, and they're going to be, of course, the ones who get all the stuff directed towards them. All the contracts for garbage hauling will be directed towards them, but all these players are operating behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is, you know, the way these things work, and people might say to themselves, well, you know, that's the way it always works. There's always some guy who's going to make a big bunch of money off of it, but this is different. This is social engineering, and it's actually being paid for with your property tax dollars. And the way it works is that, yes, sometimes...
Hang on, Rose. I'm hearing that music, I think. Yeah, I am. I can vaguely hear it. Yeah, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest is Rosa Corey, so don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Rosa Corey. You can call into the show at 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to everybody, all the stations around the country that pick up the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network. Special hello to our latest station, which is KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Listen, everybody, if you're into Facebook, which I happen to be on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network is on Facebook, so you can go there and see updates on a lot of different things on our Facebook page. If you would like to contact us, donate some money to the cause of free speech, you can do that. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can send a little donation via snail mail, if you like snail mail, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Listen, I say this all the time, but it's the truth. There are no fat cats out there supporting what we're standing for here and speaking out against. There's no fat cats paying for this. This comes out of the efforts of you and I to make this happen. So if you want to continue to hear the truth and to have truth redistributed, then you need to help out. Otherwise, listen, your silence is allowing this to happen, and you're not going to be doing it. You're not doing anything to stop it. So even $5 will help. Go to Republic Broadcasting Network, buy one of the products. If you've got a small business, large business, I don't care what it is. It can be a multinational corporation for all I care. Listen, I don't care what kind of business you have or service, but advertise on this network to make it happen. That's reality. That's life. Listen, we don't have billionaires funding us at all. So my guest this morning knows that very well. She has written a book entitled Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. Go to her website, buy the book, learn what you need to learn to get into this fight, because I'm telling you, we are riders on the storm, and we're in a battle, and we need soldiers. So stand up, kids, step up to the plate. Stand up and be counted, right, Rosa?
You said it, Maggie. That's the truth. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Dallas, and hello to everyone in Dallas. I will be in Dallas speaking on November 7th. I'll be in Houston on November 5th. I'll be in the Pacific Northwest next week. September 29th, October 4th, and October 6th in the Friday Harbor and Seattle areas. And I'm going all around the United States talking about United Nations Agenda 21 because this is not a left-right issue. This is an issue for all Americans to be concerned about and to get out and stop. We have to get in front of this and put the brakes on it. We're in the end game now, and that's why so many people are becoming aware of it. But we don't have, you know, we don't have the luxury of saying, well, maybe somebody else is going to handle this, so I don't have to do anything. We all have to work on this together.
Yeah.
And, you know, the philosophy of Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, is that the ends justify the means. And when you've got a philosophy like that, that better make you concerned. Because when the goal is to bring the standard of living of the people in the West or whatever, the more developed countries, to bring their standard of living, our standard of living, down to the standard of living of the third world, then you better be concerned. And you can see this. This is not a this is not some sort of anomalous thing that our economy has crashed and that we're all, you know, barely hanging on here. This is part of the plan. The plan is total information and control of a population. This is a totalitarian plan. And, we're talking about redevelopment, which is one small element of it that you see locally and that your own money funds. It's a part of the philosophy is to basically waste our resources and destroy our ability to be independent. And that is one of the things that happens with redevelopment, because it unlevels the playing field, and with public-private partnerships, smart growth does not pencil out. So, one of the factors of Agenda 21 is it encourages and increases government dependence on corporate money, and it decreases private property ownership. So this is one reason why, of course, we want to end redevelopment. We want to stop redevelopment. Don't believe the lies that it's, you know, that it's going to be good for your community. It is not. It bleeds your general fund and collapses your community. That's one reason why we're seeing our parks dead, our streetlights off, our fights about pensions for police and fire, and, you know, loss of our independence. For some small cities are having to merge. Counties are merging with cities because there just simply is no money, and that is part of Agenda 21.
Well, you know, when I talk about people, when I give presentations, Rose, and I talk about this open space preservation, and everybody says, well, I love open space. I say, I do too. And then I ask them, have you ever flown in a plane from the East Coast or to the West Coast or anywhere in between, or from, I'm outside of Philly, from here down to Florida? What do you see when you look out the window? It's open space. There is no shortage of open space, but they're trying to dupe people into thinking that's the case because they use the sky is falling strategy to scare people into saying, oh, okay, I better give up what I want, my single family home, out in the suburbs, because we're running out of it. Listen, we'll be right back, everybody. 3 minutes. Hang in there. This is the unsolicited opinion. My guests are both equally. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Maggie Roth. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Rosa Khoury. She has written a book entitled Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. You can find it on her website, which is Democrats Against, UNAgenda21.com, and the 21 are the numbers, not the words spelled out. And she also has post sustainabilityinstitute.org. Please go there. Please buy her book. Please read what she has to say. This is a lady who has been in this fight for a very long time. She knows her stuff. This is not a, we've all been sucked into the old Democrats against the GOP and the left versus the right and the black versus the white and the white versus the black and the illegal alien versus the citizen and so on and so forth. And it's so easy to get sucked into that dialectic, and it is a divide and conquer strategy being used to suck us all into this one world government, this communitarianism that we will be subjected to, this communist fascist ideology where they will have total control of you from the moment you're born, if you're allowed to be born, until the day you die. And they're going to hasten that as well, because they don't need any useless eaters, as Henry Kissinger said, wandering around on this planet, because you just get in the way and you breathe out carbon dioxide anyway. You're a polluter. So we don't need you. Right, Rosa?
That's true, unfortunately. I wish this was not, you know, I wish that we were just kind of extremists or something, but it's interesting because my profession, I am a professional commercial appraiser, and I work with, I work in litigation. I'm a litigation support person. And so everything, all of my research, you know, has to be supportable in a court situation. And that's how I got into finding out about Agenda 21, because I was, researching the planning revolution that was going on in the United States over the last 10 years. And it was stunning to me that there were so many restrictions on what people could do with their land. And, of course, as an appraiser, a commercial appraiser, you know, I would go in, in a potential litigation situation, I would go into some, you know, government planning department, and I would want to know what a person could do with their land. And it was almost impossible to find out what someone could do with their land because there are so many restrictions. So, through my fight against redevelopment, I sued with my partner and other people. We sued to stop an 1,100-acre redevelopment project through the center of our city. And from that experience, I found that it was, the system is so rigged against the people with code enforcement and harassment, with restrictions, regulations, on what you can do with your property, on cronyism, and it all led me to United Nations Agenda 21, which stunned me. I didn't want to believe it, but the research that I have done, and I'm glad that you mentioned my book. Thank you very much. This, the information is in that book. It's easy to read it, and, this is not some kind of a right-left thing. It's not some kind of a fringe thing. Unfortunately, it is all true. And we do need to unite, left, right, center. Everyone needs to get together and not allow, the dialectic, which is to say that, this is an artificial split between us. I don't care what you think about me being gay or whatever. That is irrelevant. This is way more important, and we all have to put aside our minor differences and fight United Nations Agenda 21.
Well, because the bottom line is this is the difference between liberty and tyranny. This is the difference between freedom and slavery. Slavery, that's our fight here. It isn't all these other little things we've been spending our decades fighting over. This is about whether you're going to be free or whether you're going to be a slave on the prison plantation that they are erecting for all of us. That's what the fight is now.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And, one of the things that I do in my book is help people see who is behind this, because it's not, of course there are those hugely wealthy monolithic people that are somewhere removed from us. But what my book is about is looking at your local community and seeing who it is in your local community that is the front person, are the front people and front groups for United Nations Agenda 21. And some people who are involved in it don't realize it, but you'll find your bicycle coalition, your neighborhood association, your town council, your school board, you'll see Rails to Trails, your National Association of Realtors, Smart Growth America, the Sierra Club, Chamber of Commerce, League of Women Voters, and, these are groups, for me it was stunner to, of course, League of Women Voters, to me, they're sacrosanct. I was like, oh, no, this is too upsetting,
Yeah,
I'm on the left. I'm on the left. And this is the other thing, is that being a person who is, I have been a liberal Democrat for, all my voting life, et cetera. But, what I'm finding is that I've been attacked by the left, which is, it's been a real eye-opener, because oftentimes people who are buying into these plans are being indoctrinated from, the environmental movement has been taken over by this plan. And so oftentimes they don't even realize that they're being manipulated.
Well, let's talk, Rosa, about, when they're red tagging something, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you'll have your building department down at your city hall has a code enforcement unit, and their job, and oftentimes they will be, they go out there because someone calls them. Their job is to go out and see if you have permits for whatever construction you have on your property. And but what I've seen in building department code enforcement groups is that they are corrupt. They will, for instance, a red tag, basically what that is, it's a stop work order. It's something that they put on your door and they say, hey, whatever it is you're doing there, we want you to quit doing it. You have to come down and get a permit. But oftentimes they'll put those tags on buildings that are there, have been there for years, might have been historic buildings, and then you might have to go down there and prove that they were there prior to prior to the zoning code, or they'll make you tear it down. They might say that, for instance, in an area that they want to redevelop, prior okay. to creating a redevelopment area, they will try and show that there's blight there. And what they do is they go out and, like, they have these units which are involved, the police, the fire, building department, and they will go out as a group and just almost like they're a SWAT team, and they will identify locations where they think there is blight, and then they will harass the property owners. They will tag the property owner. It costs you thousands and thousands of dollars often to fight these things, and they do it so that they can say that the area is run down and blighted. I've seen them go into a building that was under construction, a new building with permits, and cite it for not having electrical covers on the electrical sockets because they weren't even on yet. It wasn't that they,
yeah.
you know, so these are corrupted systems that support redevelopment because they support code enforcement and they support blight. And this is what they'll do. They will find blight so they can create a redevelopment area and then siphon your funds off, and they cause poverty this way because you need funds in these areas, but the money has been diverted to the redevelopment agency. And I'll just tell you this one thing: recently in California, I think it was just last year, one of the assembly people attempted to change the definition of blight to include diabetes and obesity and lung problems. So if you have any of those problems in your area, you could be called blighted.
Incredible, isn't it? When you hear this stuff, it sounds like this is some kind of, I'm not going to say fairy tale, because usually you think of those as being something good. A nightmare. You know what I mean? It's like a nightmare, and it's like, oh, they can't, you and I, the people listening who have no idea about this, Rose, are probably going to think, well, they're just got a couple of quacks. They're just a couple of nut jobs. They're just making this crap up. You know, don't listen to what they're saying. That can't be true. Our government wouldn't be doing these kinds of things to us. This is America.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to read a nightmare, read my book, because part of that book talks about what happened to us when I was elected to the oversight committee for that 1,100-acre redevelopment project. And I thought, I work for a government agency myself, I thought that I was going to be assisting the city with that project. And instead, because I asked questions about it, I ended up being a target. And that took us through a whole, rabbit hole of a nightmare that is in there, and primarily in there to show people how whistleblowers get attacked in local communities. And how you will lose your independence as, how we're losing our independence as a nation. And, you know, basically we have been taken over from within. This is what's going on. And if you don't, if you doubt this, take a look at the 2005 Supreme Court Kelo decision, which was the decision that said that eminent domain, which is the right of the government to take your property for a public use, like a road, could be expanded to take your property for a private use, as long as that might somehow add more property tax dollars for your community. So that's why Pfizer Corporation was able to get government dollars to completely take out a whole neighborhood of New London, Connecticut. And that got fought all the way to the Supreme Court, and we, the people, lost.
Exactly.
That's what happened there.
Rosa, let's talk about the non-governmental organizations, the NGOs. What are they and how do they operate?
Mm-hmm. Well, an NGO, a non-governmental organization, is there are millions of them in the world. But what it means is that they, first of all, a nonprofit organization does not mean that it doesn't actually make a profit. It means that after they get done paying their salaries and their expenses, that whatever's left over doesn't get taxed. So that money gets put back into the organization. Now, a non-governmental organization is a specific jargon term that's used by the United Nations, and they have certain groups are recognized by the United Nations as non-governmental organizations, which means that they are able to connect with the UN, and some of them have special consultative status. There's a small handful of them, including the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI, and they have direct consultative status with the UN, and so they are invited into United Nations planning sessions, and they help to make policy. This all goes on behind your back. These are groups that some of them are made up of local government officials, but they do not have to hold their meetings in public. And so you have government officials who are making policy behind closed doors, and you have no way of knowing who's involved and how they're doing it, but these policies are affecting you.
Well, I had mentioned this before on the air, but I had gone to a meeting put on by the Regional Planning Commission, the MPO, Metropolitan Planning mm-hmm. Organization in our area, and one of the state representatives was kind of like leading this panel, and there were a couple of state reps on the panel as well, and then a couple of representatives from the MPO. Anyway, it was about tolling this road near where I live. They want to add a toll on it. So when I was there, I was handing out some flyers about, UN Agenda 21. And so the next day, this state representative was calling some people that he knew that were there from one of the local Tea Party groups, asking them. He wanted to know who it was that was handing out flyers, because he deemed that this public meeting that was advertised to the public to attend was not really a public meeting. It was a legislative meeting. Mm. And therefore, he wanted us to ask permission before we could hand anything out, of course, which is in direct violation of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But little does that matter, that little does the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or our Bill of Rights matter when it gets in the way of this agenda, does it?
That's right. I'll just throw this little thing in, and that is stunning that you're supposed to have your rights to freedom of speech limited when you're in a government meeting. That's an outrage. But one thing that you might think about, too, is that back in the old days, we had, our town square where you could, go there and stand on a box and talk about whatever you wanted. Now our town square has sort of morphed into our mall, and that is a privately owned facility. So if you want to go in there and hand out flyers, you've got to have those flyers looked at first by whoever the mall owner is. And then they don't let you walk around with those flyers. You have to stand in one place. So, we are losing, because of the design of our cities, we are losing our opportunity to speak out. And, of course, regionalization is another element and another way that we are being controlled. Because in the United States, we have, our local government, we have city, county, state, and federal. But regionalization creates these artificial boundaries, these artificial borders, which are larger than our individual locales, and they involve government officials and unelected people in making policy, and therefore you're not able to control what happens in those meetings. You're not able to give your input, and metropolitan planning organizations are now joining with housing developers to decide that smart growth has to be developed in the centers of your cities. And this is really incredible, because if you want transportation dollars to go to your town, you are going to have to agree to build smart growth in the center of your city. And this is remaking, we are remaking the hardscape of our towns. We are creating these new warehouses for human beings in the center of every city in the United States.
And, of course, people have to keep in mind that what will happen and what is already happening is that we have what's called rural cleansing taking place, where people are going to be driven off of their rural or suburban lands and packed into this so-called smart growth developments. And it isn't going to be an optional thing. And give the example, Rose, of the not paving of the county roads in Sonoma County, California, where you live.
Oh, it's so incredible. Here, I live in a fairly rural county in Northern California.
Rosa, hang on, because we're getting the cue music, so before you get interrupted, let's go on to we're going to go to the break real quick, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and Rosa will tell you what the people are up to out in Sonoma County. To my goal, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number for the show today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening, everybody on our latest station in Dallas, KHFX, 1140 AM, Dallas and Fort Worth. Hello, everybody in Texas and everywhere around the country and everywhere around the world where people are tuning into Republic Broadcasting Network because we are redistributors of the truth. My guest this morning is Rosa Corey, and she is the author of a book entitled Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. You can purchase her book, and I highly suggest that you do that at her website, DemocratsAgainstUNAgenda21.com. And she also has another website with a ton of information, too. She also created the PostSustainabilityInstitute.org. So go to both those places, start reading, buy her book, get informed, get into the fight, because otherwise you're going to be a slave. There's no in-between on this deal. You got two choices. Free man or a slave, you need to pick. So, Rosa, when we went to break, you had just started to talk about what they did in Sonoma County. So go to that, please, if you would.
Sure. Well, Sonoma County is a rural county. Primarily, it's a wine country, California, Northern California, just north of about an hour north of San Francisco. And we're a large county, and we have about 1,384 miles of rural county roads. And just last year, our Board of Supervisors decided that they will only be paving 150 miles of the rural roads in Sonoma County, and that in fact they will be, because there are going to be so many potholes and the roads are going to fall apart, they plan to pulverize the roads and turn them back to gravel. So this is going to have an enormous, tremendous impact on rural communities, on rural properties. You're not going to be able to get to your rural property. Your property values will collapse out there. If you're out there and you're a grower or you're a livestock producer, you're not going to be able to get your produce or your livestock to market. And what this does, remember that Agenda 21 destroys independence, and it destroys our ability to move freely through our country. And also, the idea is to move people out of the rural areas into the cities, so that they can be more easily controlled and surveilled. This is about surveillance. It's about monitoring. When you have people coming in off the rural areas, you're going to lose your food independence. And what they're now, one of the things that you're seeing a lot in rural areas is conservation easements, which are perpetual, eternal easements over property that is out in the rural areas, and they're, you know, not allowed to develop it. And I'm not talking about that they can't put, you know, 1,000 houses out there. I'm saying that, you know, people who have small farm families can't build another house for their kids. And this is, you know, and also it puts another layer of control over the property where the easement is owned by a land trust. And if you have cattle out there and they walk in the wrong area, you can be fined by that land trust. And if you go to court to fight that fine, you will be responsible for all of the court fees, regardless of whether you win or lose. So we're talking about thousands of dollars here, and it's having a tremendous impact on rural communities across the nation.
Well, you know, when you were talking about the farmers and being able to put anything on their land, it reminded me of Portland, Oregon, and their urban growth boundary. The farmers who are farming the land outside the urban growth boundary, that they have to make $80,000 a year for 2 years in a row before they will be allowed to build a house on their own land. Listen, this is a quick 60-second break. Everybody will be back in 60 seconds. Don't go away, Micah. This is Rosa Corey. Don't change that dial.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Chimney tops, that's where